11. Behind the scenes, approximately 3 minutes, 30 seconds. You are in a hallway facing a room filled with glass-walled and temperature-controlled storage rooms on either side of the hallway. They stretch forward about 40 feet. To your left is a large, black, 1930s-era convertible with a 3-feet-tall metal grille and white wall tires, completely encased in a room of its own behind glass walls. This is FDR's 1936 Ford Phaeton. Turn left in front of the glass case and walk about 6 feet to come to an angled shelf display at waist height. It includes an interactive touchscreen exhibit detailing the operation and controls of the car for FDR. To listen to the information contained in this display and the additional collections in this area, please press 1111 on your audio player. If you choose not to listen to this additional material, please return to the long hallway, turn to your left, and walk about 20 feet past 2 wooden benches on your left. If at any time within the additional information you wish to return to where you left off, press the right arrow key. Continue forward about 20 feet through a pair of metal double doors. To your right is a doorway to a staircase leading to the front lobby of the museum. Please pass through another set of doors to an elevator about 15 feet ahead on a slight angle to the left. The control panel, labeled in Braille, is on the wall to the right of the doors. Step into the elevator and on the control panel at right, press 1 for the lobby and exit. Stepping out of the elevators onto the carpeting of the first floor, you will enter a small vestibule with 2 restrooms at right and water fountains ahead about 8 feet. This is the same vestibule described at the beginning of the tour as you entered the first exhibit from the lobby area. From the water fountains, turn left and move about 3 feet into a hallway. To your left is a long hallway for a gallery of temporary exhibits from the library's collections. To your right is the carpeted area in front of the first exhibit. Walk about 20 feet to the museum lobby. You'll cross from carpet onto the stone tile floor of the lobby area. This concludes our audio-described tour. An attendant at the information desk at left will assist you with the return of your audio player and help with any information you may need to further explore the museum or surrounding area. We hope you've enjoyed your visit to the Franklin Delano Roosevelt Presidential Library and Museum, and that this audio-described tour was helpful to you. The museum is committed to helping all people appreciate the legacy of our nation's 32nd president. Thank you for visiting us, and we invite you to return again soon.